What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sports Talk, the second guest show. Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Cannon and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Bob, yesterday, you saw the good, the bad, some ugly 17-17 tie. All I know is early on, Jacksonville sort of dominated things, especially offensively. They moved the football downfield. I don't know if the turf caught Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, they're like they're a turf snake.
Yeah, it caught him on that and kind of blotched up the fumble. But then they went right back downfield, able to score a touchdown. The Saints got a little bit better footing in the second quarter and certainly into the second half. And I was impressed with Spencer Rattler, the way he threw the football. He was poised. He threw the football on rhythm, on time. The interception, you and I have talked about this, that looked to be every bit the fault of Mason Tipton as much as Spencer. Mason didn't run the route right, and he didn't flatten it out, and didn't box out.
He
didn't box out the defensive back. But I think we saw some things here, but, man, what troubles me is when you watch that game, you were getting beat up front along the offensive line with everybody, the first teamers, with the exception of McCoy. You were getting a lot of pressure, and that continued all game long.
Well, to me, no matter who's the quarterback, they need better offensive line play for a chance for them to have success. But that was impressive. Remember I told you how you handle adversity? If you look at Rattler, okay, it was 2 minutes, 39 seconds remaining, and he took over his own 18-yard line. They're losing 17-9. And then after the two-minute warning, boy, look at the clutch plays. Rattler made a key fourth down conversion by hitting Tipton for 16 yards. So first down, Saints. He used his legs for an 11-yard scramble that gave the Saints a new set of downs. Then he made a brilliant throw. That throw was, talk about accurate, to Tipton on that corner route for a gain. That was a 26-yard chunk play. And then 27 seconds remaining, he ripped that throw to Dante Pettis. That was clutch. And then all of a sudden, Pettis ends up in the end zone. And then he makes plays with his feet to get in the end zone. And as far as the 2 points to tie it. No, it was a dramatic ending. And
Jonas Sanker comes up with it. Man, my thing is, why don't you run the ball? Cam Little, he hits a 70-yarder the week before. He's in range now. It
right.
Would have been a long field goal.
I thought the Jaguars going to kick a long field goal, and then that's not going to end in a tie. Or I don't think we got ripped off. There was 1 second left when he stepped out of bounds.
Right.
So we should have had a long field goal opportunity. But Sanker, with more experience, if you know you're not going to take it to the house,
run out of bounds.
Get out of bounds. And come on, I think it would have been like a 40-some yard field goal. Then we would have, the way Blake Groupie's been kicking, I don't know if they'd have went with him or Smith.
I might have given Smith a shot at it
to see if you can kick the game winning kick. But I thought, like you said, Rattler played Talishuk overall. If you look, he led 3 scoring drives and 5 second-half possessions. And I mentioned that game-tying touchdown drive in the final second. So, and it wasn't so much that Shuck, to me, that he didn't have any help with the offensive line. He ended up being 9 of 12, 66 yards. But he produced just 1 field goal in 4 first-half possessions because I think it was a shaky offensive line play. If you look at what occurred, I wrote down and talked about it in the post-game, that, look, he got that intentional grounding. Now, that was an ugly penalty. Mm. But all of a sudden, Mike, first time in the dome, that being Talishuk, it's third and 30. I mean, how many third and 30s are you going to make?
better hope for a pass interference downfield.
So that's what I said. I don't know. The first drive, that one that to write home about. We were going backwards in that regard. But if you look at overall, I thought, Chuck, that we were both able to move the team. But you know what we're doing? We're moving, but we're not converting. We're not as far as in the red zone. Right now, I want to say in the red zone, looking at in the previous game against the Chargers, I think we're like 1 of 5 as far as, you know how you got to be like 3 of 5 would be nice. That's a big difference. You look at the red zone efficiency there, so that's not good. That's something they could do, you know, whenever opportunities when they're moving the ball, because Rattler's been doing that in practice, that he's been moving the team, but then he struggled in the red zone. You know, we even out in California, when you look at Blackman, end up coming up with that interception against him in the red zone. But if you look at Chuck, when he was sacked twice, and on his 14 dropback, seemed like he was pressured, or seemed like almost all the time. Now, if you look at it, the line allowed several sacks and joint scrimmages against the Rams. I mean, when I was watching, like, I was mainly focused on our defense. You know, we're trying to spread out practice. Deuce and Jeff, we all watching it. But I thought, I'm talking about, and they were playing like it was game day. Chase Young, DeMario Davis and all, and they were playing hard, even though, because they knew they weren't going to play yesterday. Remember I told you, I said, man, Matthew Stafford better play for the Rams. I mean, now, there's no, I'm sure with a game plan with Coach McVay and all, but our defense was whooping them. When they had success, it was against our backups on defense. But as far as our, I think that's going to be the number one improvement. What I think right now,
I agree,
is the front defensive seven. The front seven on defense, I think, because of the scheme with Coach Staley, that's going to be, I don't know, we say drastic improvement. There's nowhere to go but up, considering how bad we were, you know, stopping the run. But I think that's something that we'll be able to hang our hat on and build upon that. And
be honest, too, Bob, I think the safety tandem,
yeah,
Justin Reed and Blackman. Hopefully Blackman can stay healthy. Justin Reed, we've seen enough of him. I think that safety tandem is better than what you had last year.
Yeah. And Blackman, it's hard to do. You don't see too many practices like this. He had, because he played, like I said, like it was, that was his game against the Rams. When they practiced 3 straight practices, he came up with an interception. You know, like, for instance, you know how many interceptions we witnessed Justin Reed has had in camp? 0. He hasn't even had 1. And Blackman has had one in 3 straight practices. So, I mean, Reed might be doing other things, but to me, that's a great sign, considering Blackman, Mikey was injured last year with the Colts, and he played hurt. So, you know, he's tough. And Mike, and he comes up, wants to run tackle, you know, run support. And so that's a big plus. So his ball skills, I mean, you could just see that and think about that. We're fortunate to have him. He wasn't even there in OTAs and minicamp.
Bob, he came real close to signing with the Panthers.
Oh,
I think
good.
Maybe that was a little bit of a financial deal they couldn't agree on, I know, between Dan Morgan and his agent. And then Honey Badger all of a sudden retires. The Saints on the phone with him pretty quick. We had Coach Kellen Moore on that afternoon. So I said, Coach, you got to reach outside the organization to get a safety. He was like, well, we're looking at a lot of options. And like 2 hours later, bang, they had come to an agreement with Blackman. And I talked to Rick Venturi, who does the Indianapolis Colts games. He was like, Mike, I'm just telling you, I agree with you that if he can stay healthy, he is really going to be a good football player. He's smart. And him being a former cornerback, he's got really good ball skills.
Yep.
With the ball in the air, he
yep.
can track it quick.
Yeah, he don't get just a pass defended. He ends up getting a takeaway, and that's what you're looking for. Right now, everybody's worried about, oh, what about the young quarterbacks and all that. I'm like, what about, how about our damn offensive line block? I mean, that's how I'm more concerned right now going into the Cardinals game.
I agree.
That I don't think whether it's Tyler Shuck or Spencer Rattler, they're going to be overwhelmed. I think they'll do them their job if we freaking block. And I think Alvin Kamara will be able to run if we block. And the reason why I say that, if you look, okay, look at particularly at the beginning of the game, and you have a, like, a lot of guys towards the back end, the fourth quarter, they're not even going to make. They're just trying to make the team. They won't be playing on Sunday. But you look at the Saints' rushing attack, Mike, they rushed for 35 yards on 12 carries the first three quarters. Okay, again, so if you do 12 times...
That's less than three yards a carry.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. 12 times three is 36, and they had 35. So that's what I've been kind of disappointed, because we were talking about this has to be the strength of the team.
And it's not now.
The only one they didn't have to play, because they, and we got to keep him healthy for sure, is McCoy at center. But like Cesar Ruiz, they making him play like he's trying to make the team. And not just make the team, we need him to play like a first rounder.
Bob, he's really struggled, really struggled this offseason and into the preseason games we've watched. Now, Fuaga's switch from left tackle to right tackle. Man, it's like, okay, I've been doing this. I got it. And, you know, and I've been impressed with Kelvin Banks Jr. too. He's going to get beat sometimes, but, man, his technique work is really good. He's a smart player. He knows how to catch and steer. Take that guy and steer him to the outside away from a quarterback. And so I'm not concerned about the tackle spots, but, man, what you got at left guard and Ruiz, which he hasn't played well, that's a major concern when you got problems in the interior. Well, that's where people are going to come after you.
And he didn't practice well against the Rams when we were just out in California. So, I mean, the first game's going to be here before you know it. And I guess you don't want him banged up. Do you play him in the Broncos game?
No.
No, because you want him to be able to roll against the Cardinals. So hopefully he can grab the bull by the horn, so to speak, and be able to come up big, because I'm telling you, everybody says, oh, the quarterback, the young quarterback, offensive line better help him out. And I know Alvin Kamara saying that too. Hey, if you make a hole for me, I will be able to run at a high level.
We got to go to break. When we come back, though, I think the biggest surprise of training camp, Torricelli Simpkins.
Oh, yes.
He looks like, hey, I belong in this league. You come in as an undrafted free agent. You played most of your career at guard. He saw a little bit of time at center.
He played center when he was in that the North Carolina Central. Yeah.
And then
that MEAC school. Yeah.
So two plays into the first game. Hey, kid, get in there. You're the center. Okay, that's not what he was supposed to play. He was supposed to be your guard. And
I want to say the first game, Mike, he played 97% of the snaps, and yesterday like 80%. So no, that's a diamond in the rough.
When he's talking about a bull in the China cabinet, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Man, he's a really powerful, very physical guy at the point of attack. We'll have more of Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Bob, before we go to the callers, Torricelli Simpkins, man, he has been the one guy. Now, before training camp started, man, you just said, that guy's got a long shot. He might make the practice squad.
Right.
But, man... He's going to make this 53-man roster. And when you look around at the guard positions, because I think once the trade went down yesterday and you picked you up an experienced center, a guy that, you know, he has played.
From the Jaguars.
And he has started there. Now, his play really fell off last year. He was a third-round pick. He started the first 2 years there. And then he got benched and looked as though he might have been released. But Colin Saunders would have probably been released, too.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like all of a sudden you're playing against a team.
And him and Fortner.
And it seems like less than 12 hours, you played the game. Now you're on that team. So Colin Saunders, the colorful character that he is, he's now a Jaguar. So.
Yeah, and they've had some injuries up front. I know Mason Smith Just got activated Thursday. He had an injury right before training camp started. He didn't get to play yesterday, but he'll be back on the team. And they also got Armstead, the big guy in the middle. So they were looking for some veteran depth, and they got it with Colin Sonnen. I think he's a better fit with the Jaguars than with the Saints run now. But Torricelli Simpkins, man, he like came out of left field to earn this job, and you got to give him
Mike,
credit.
Well, Mike, so how and he's look, and he looks the part.
Man, he's a big dude now. And how he lost all, the offseason.
But how can all the scouting departments miss on him and he not, at least not drafted in the seventh round?
Okay, when you look at how he worked out for the scouts, he was a good enough player to get drafted. But he didn't with the offseason. And a lot of times I see guys take a dive because of it. Okay, he was not super quick. He didn't do all the drills great. All you got to do is flip that tape on and watch him. How good of a run blocker he was. And he got better each season as a pass protector. But the game is not overwhelming for him. And a lot of times, Bob, for a young player, that's the thing. It's the mental part of the game more than the physical part.
Yeah, no, and mentally he has to be on top of things to play center. Because he has to know how you set in the protection and all that. So
you got to be the communicator to the two guards, to the quarterback, everybody. You kind of the orchestra leader.
Yeah, so that's been real impressive when you talk about a player coming out of nowhere. Yeah, he would definitely get the award.
You think out of North Carolina Central, transfers to South Carolina, gets undrafted. But, man, he's going to make this 53-man squad.
Well, you know who think of, you know, no matter where you come from, look at these two players. Okay, look who splashed like Mason Tipton. He's from Ohio, but he went to Yale. And then Tipkins, all of a sudden, Mike, he was at South Carolina SEC, but he started off at North Carolina Central.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. When you look, before we go to college, you look at Tipton. See, he's not only doing it in practice. Now, he acknowledged, and boy, the quarterback's like that. He goes, no, I'm throwing that slant route. You can come back to him that I'm going to box that defender out, so I'll catch that ball, or it will be incomplete. But, Mike, if you look at the 45-yard catch on the bomb, from Rattler, that was the biggest play. And then Smith ended up kicking the field goal then. Then he had the 54-yard touchdown, you remember, against the Chargers. And then this is just as big as catching the ball deep, the quarterback trusts you, the 45-yard pass interference penalty. You know, like, okay, I trust him, I'll put the ball up there. And it didn't go in the stat line as far as the completion, but look at the game. 45-yard penalty.
Change field position real quick.
That's like completing a 45-yard pass. And so that's all about that trust factor. So, look, a game high, 6 receptions, 100 yards. He's definitely emerged to me as like a viable third receiver, even above Cooks. But whether he's third or fourth, they're going to need you need four at least, if not five. So it doesn't matter if you're three or four, you're going to be in the part of the game plan and get a chance to get your hands on the football.
And if it's five, it's Austin Pettis, because he can also
return
help you
punts.
In the punt return game, just like Velus Jones can help you because he can return kicks but also he can play running back and wide receiver. He came into the league as a receiver.
Yeah, the more you could do, Mike, that's the number one
thing.
So.
And he got some giddy up in that step now, Velus Jones. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
Hollywood, what you got, man?
Hey, Bobby, with all the practices that you see and the preseason games that you watch so far, what are the chances of Saints beating the Cardinals on the 7th of September?
So you say what? You kind of breaking up a little bit. You said what are the chances the Saints beating the Cardinals Week One?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're
you
not
wouldn't
get
bet
game,
my money on it.
No, it's. I mean, just like Saints fans say, well, we're not gonna lose every game, and so so you try to figure out. And people do this. The players don't do this, but I'm just saying, as fans, you could do this, and we could say, oh well, we got the Cardinals in the dome. We can beat the Cardinals. Well, the Cardinals are saying the same thing. Oh, well, we're going to start out 1-0. So I don't know. That's kind of like flip a coin. And the reason why I'm worried, because the Cardinals defense are going to bring it. They're going to bring it. That's why I'm concerned, the offensive line. How are they going to handle the Cardinals up front?
The other thing, too, is running quarterbacks have given this team issues. Man, Kyler Murray can move in the pocket.
Yeah.
Really can. And have had trouble going up against top tight ends. Trey McBride, who was unbelievable last year for the Cardinals, got a huge contract this offseason. So now you're going to have to match up with them. Those are areas that we don't know until the regular season defensively what Brandon Staley does to combat that mobility at quarterback and also the matchup of these athletic tight ends that really look like pumped-up receivers to me.
And then, you know, I'm still concerned with how bad is this growing because they don't do an injury report. Alante Taylor,
yeah.
Is he ready to roll week one? I mean, he's the alpha dog. He's supposed to be our best, like that star
position.
He's going to
match up
DB
against Marvin Harrison Jr.
You know, but they're going to give Kool-Aid a chance, I think, you know, and see what happens. And they probably have help with them at
You're
times.
You're
going
to have to roll somebody.
You know,
to
you mix
time.
Up the coverages. Yeah. And but, Mike, what's the spread? I think the Cardinals got to be favored. They were. I know we only favored in one game out of 17.
That's
And so, I mean, I don't know, field goal type game maybe, Arizona favored? What do you think?
The Saints defensively, I think, will be able to hang with them. I just don't know if you can score enough points. Based off of what you've seen, and that's a little bit of a mirage too. I know the mirage that I didn't. I told this to Tommy Tucker this morning of how good the Broncos are. Because you saw their first team unit maybe for a quarter. Then after that, man, they like hit the accelerator
they
button.
They have a lot of depth.
Court. Man,
yeah,
they got some talent.
Yeah, you can see the talent and the depth with Sean Payton.
Now,
so,
can they catch the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs?
Yeah.
We'll see. But, man, they got some talent on that Broncos football team. Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it. We come back. Long Showman's waiting for us. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWE.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Boy,
you know who that
Grant.
Is.
I hear Grant. I hear Grant in the background. Who that, Grant?
Longshoreman tell you who that, Grant.
You're making him lose his voice.
Mike, Bobby, boy, good. Always a pleasure, man. Always a pleasure. I always look forward to this time of the year. Get a chance to get on the radio. Dude, if I can make it, I'm going to come by and see y'all. But
yeah, come on by and see us.
Yeah. So Longshoreman, are you optimistic or how you viewing? Because I know you're a big Saints fan. Where are you at right now?
Bobby, I try not to get too worked up and get either disheartened or disturbed or excited from preseason, whether or not they're kicking ass or getting their ass kicked.
But I got you.
What I saw yesterday in that first quarter and most of that first half was they got kind of dominated. And I look like they got dashed in the running game. I don't like the way this O-line's looking so far. And, Mike, all I can do right now is pray that that wasn't a lot of our starters. I don't know because I'm just a blind tiger watching this lot of glare. I can't see. I can't see the numbers on some of the jerks. I don't know. It just didn't look good. And I know they, you know, had some little miracles happen in that second half and they came back tied. But I just can't get too excited yet. All we can do is just wait and hold on and see. And my main concern, Mike and Bobby, it's not so much the quarterback. They're young. I think they learned. I think they're going to do okay. Main concern is that O-line.
Yes, we got to win up front because I'm telling you, Spencer Rattler is now he's just trying to get his first win. Boy, you know, he said, we needed a veteran. Well, Spencer Rattler, he's thinking right now, I'm a veteran. You know, I've started six games. I know I'm 0-6, but I know what it takes to win. And what was crazy last year, and, you know, teams make adjustments at halftime. I got to look at my notes, but it's right around this. Mike, in the first half, he had a quarterback rating. It was like 103, 104 was unbelievable. Then the second half, it was like 40-something. So I remember I say you just need to play a complete game. So Spencer Rattler's not overwhelmed. If they block, the offensive line blocks, I think the Alvin Kamara, you might, because you know the way you are as fans. Let's say Alvin Kamara is not having success running, and you might say, oh, Alvin Kamara's too old now. He can't get it done. Well, I mean, a lot of running backs might not be able to get it done if there's nowhere to go.
So I saw Kendra Miller yesterday.
Yeah.
Kendra ran hard, but he had no opportunities to slip through a hole. None.
No, and then look, he averaged 3.5 yards a carry on 6 carries. You know who was running hard? Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah.
You know, catching the ball.
He had some good run. But Bobby, Mike, if we can't run the ball, if the Saints can't run the ball this year, this team's in trouble.
I agree with you on offense. If you can't run the football, you got some real problems. I don't care who you are, and we haven't seen that so far in training camp or actually in any of the preseason games.
Yeah, the two preseason games and then when they practiced against the Rams. We couldn't run up the middle.
What happened to us in the first half yesterday? I saw them running right up the gut and gashing that defense.
Yeah, but those guys play, they might be in the rotation, but that ain't going to be Godshaw, no. I tell you, I am encouraged.
I think Godshaw's going to take care of that.
I think the guys who are going to be playing now, you got to stay healthy. The guys who we're going to be counting on, Chase Young and all them, DeMario Davis,
okay.
Carl Granderson, that's one thing I think we will drastically improve. Where, you remember where we used to be good against the run? And then all of a sudden,
fell off the cliff.
Yeah, that fell off the cliff. Well, I think we're not, you know, we were one before last. We're only better when you think about it than the Carolina Panthers. I don't think that'll be the case this year. Now they got to go do it. I think Coach Brandon Staley, I think with his scheme and how they're going to execute, I think they're going to get it done. I truly believe. And like I said, I'm more worried about our O-line than our D-line right now.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bobby. I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because we've got to be able to stop the run. We've got to be able to run the ball. So if that all happens, maybe we'll be all right with these young quarterbacks.
Well, we're going to have a chance to win. I'm not saying you're going to win, but at least you're going to be in the game and you have a chance.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call, Longshoreman. Appreciate it, bud. I hope to see you real soon. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Jason in New Orleans East. Jason, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to make an assessment off of the same time. A lot of times, I think everybody's calling doomsday, when in reality, our frontliners are very good. The issue with the Saints the last year or so has been injuries, obviously. The QB position in the old line. Is it a chance that Taysom Hill could be rotated back into the quarterback role? I mean, it would at least give us a vet who we know can actually is a gamer. And I'm going to hang up and listen to what you guys
Well, yeah, but Taysom Hill, with the half the season's going to be over.
We don't know when he's going to come back.
And if he does come back, he had a serious injury, like with his knee was in more than one area. And you know, he's going to rehab, and he still wants to contribute. But look where we have the bye. What's that, right before Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, yeah.
Or something. So for sure they're going to put him probably in the physically unable to perform list, so you automatically going to miss the first four games. But
now, what happens afterwards?
Yeah,
I don't. Man, you know, it's going to be past midseason for sure.
Well, I think it'd be great if he was there for half the season.
Because
they want to utilize that talent. The Saints don't have a player like that. You talk about jack of all trades, you know, Swiss Army knife and all that. And Coach Kellen Moore, they would love to have that. They would love to have Taysom Hill and how they'd want to utilize him. And he said, they'd put him at quarterback, still run QB power and throw a pass now and then and all that. But, I mean, out of sight, out of mind, when you hurt, you hurt. And
you can't speed that up.
Yeah, and his age, he's, what, 35 right now? So.
But you're right about offensive line, and look what's happened already. You've lost Nick Saldivari for the year, Will Clapp for the year, Trevor Penning. Okay, he's probably going to miss the first couple, three games of the season.
With turf toe, yeah.
Man, already you taking shots at an area that, okay, you say, well, okay, we built up some depth in the offseason. Okay, now the depth's wiped out because of the injury. The other place, too, is that wide receiver. Man, realize that you played more than half the year without Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed.
Yeah.
What if... You know, again, and I hope they can stay healthy, but that's a drop-off from Olave and Shaheed to Brandon Cooks and Mason Tipton.
Yeah, yeah, without a doubt. But, I mean, okay, let's say we even have Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed. Well, we still got a block, though. I mean,
you got to give your quarterback an opportunity to get him the ball.
And then if you're the outstanding number one receiver, look, Chuck, he didn't have no luck. How about Olave? You can't drop that ball. That's a drive
he
killer.
He was looking downfield to run. You could see his head turn.
That would have been a 24-yard completion. And when you look at Chuck, he directed with four drives while playing the entire first half. And one of those drives, he looked like really legit, while the other three, Mike, look at the other three, and it's all because of the line. The other three combined to net three offensive yards and three punts. Three drives, 3 yards, three punts. What?
That's putting too much pressure point on your defense.
Yes.
If you do that in the regular season. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing off our number one here of second guests, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We come back. We'll have Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper join us, talk about things that are happening here at the Slipper. But, Bob, man, football season right around the corner. And
yep.
Just think Saturday at 12 noon in Thibodaux.
Nickel State
plays Incarnate Word. Steve Geller and I will do some pregame on Friday from 4 to 7 at the Wellness Center of Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. But how about that? Nickel State getting kind of light shed on them in week zero.
Is that what they call it? Yeah, week zero.
Week zero.
Is there such a thing as week zero? Who invented that? I could see week one, but then why even have to say week zero? I never heard of there's no such thing as a zero week.
Get a lot of eyes put on you.
Yeah, I guess.
Than before.
No, yeah, I mean, that's starting, you're kicking off the NFL season, so I don't know. Wouldn't that be week one?
No, it's actually the way they call it, week zero.
Yeah, I know.
Because week one, we're
going to
see Ohio State, Texas, LSU, Clemson, Alabama, Florida State.
Well, if you already had games, that would be week two. I don't know. It's all about promotions and all. Because they've done this before.
What is it all about?
Money.
Bingo. You got it. We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break
here
on the Big 870 WWL.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.